Welcome to the Dinner Then Dessert podcast. Today we're going to be talking about chicken parmesan, an easy Italian recipe made with chicken breast that's been pounded thin, breaded, and baked in the oven with tomato sauce and mozzarella cheese. This is an easy weeknight option we make in our house with a homemade marinara sauce and a side of pasta. We also like to serve it with garlic bread and an easy salad topped with my copycat Olive Garden Italian salad dressing. So why do they call it chicken parmesan? It's called chicken parmesan, or chicken parmigiana, as a throwback to eggplant parmesan, where slices of eggplant were coated in breadcrumbs and fried before being served with sliced parmesan cheese on top. The most important part of this dish is the coating process. We set up a standard breading state with shallow dishes that we mix with breadcrumbs and grated parmesan cheese, so you get that extra parmesan flavor in the breading too. You can, of course, meal prep this chicken parmesan recipe too. This is an easy dish to meal prep, and you can go all the way through the breading process, then freeze the chicken breasts that you can bake off at a later date. So don't actually go through the process of cooking and baking the chicken before you are ready to freeze this dish. You want to just pound the chicken until it's thinner, bread it, then freeze. That'll get you about 10 minutes or 15 minutes of savings in your time for later, and you can just go straight to the searing and baking stage. You should also make sure to allow for extra baking time because the chicken will be frozen. So preheat the oven to 25 degrees lower to allow for the breading to cook without burning. This is a kid-friendly chicken parmesan. One of the first departures that my kids made outside of chicken nuggets was this chicken parmesan dish because of the extra cheesy flavor in the breading. If you're looking for something outside of the box that you can make that's similar to chicken parmesan, you should also check out the chicken parmesan casserole that's on our site. It has a really unexpected topping that most people might be a little bit curious about, but once you try it, I promise you're going to love it. I won't spoil the surprise here, but you have to go to the site and type in chicken parmesan casserole. You're going to love it. We've served it to a bunch of different friends, and everybody doesn't believe how delicious it is. Or you can try with ground chicken, making our chicken parmesan sloppy joes. Those are incredibly popular as well. Let's talk about the difference between a baked chicken parmesan versus a stove-chopped chicken parmesan. This recipe is actually cooked partially in the skillet before being cooked the rest of the way in the oven. This helps the breadcrumbs to get crispy and browned before the chicken is cooked the rest of the way in the oven to help it stay moist. You can, of course, finish cooking the chicken in the skillet and then top with the sauce and cheese. Cover it with a lid and allow the cheese to melt and serve it immediately. But the time in the oven also allows us to cook the pasta, and it also gives the sauce a bit of time to dry out so it's not as soggy. That's a really important step because in the saucepan, the sauce isn't going to have any time to dry out, and it might actually create a soggier texture for your chicken parmesan. If you're wondering what to serve with chicken parmesan, you can serve spaghetti in its classic way. You can serve a mixture of spaghetti with zucchini noodles, which will help to add a little bit of a healthier element to your chicken parmesan. You can serve shorter pasta, or you can actually add this chicken parmesan cutlet to a sandwich and serve it as a hoagie. When it comes to what kind of sauce to use for your chicken parmesan, I like to keep it classic and use a marinara sauce. We have an easy marinara sauce recipe on the site that is incredibly popular as well. We make that sauce times 6 and then freeze the extras. It's an easy way to keep something healthy and easy and fresh and natural for future recipes so you don't have to go to the jarred variety. So let's talk about the actual recipe now. First, you're going to preheat your oven to 375 degrees, and you're going to spray a baking sheet with cooking spray or just use a little bit of oil on a paper towel and wipe the baking sheet down. Put the chicken between two pieces of plastic wrap or parchment paper and use a rolling pin or a flat chicken mallet to flatten to a half an inch thickness. That way your chicken can cook evenly. Season it with salt and pepper. Then in three shallow bowls, to the first one, you're going to add flour. To the second one, you're going to add eggs and beat them well. And to the third one, you're going to add panko and Parmesan cheese. You're going to dredge the chicken into the flour, then into the egg, and finally, you're going to press it into the panko mixture. To your skillet, you're going to add olive oil and butter on medium-high heat. Cook the chicken for 3 to 4 minutes on each side until golden brown. Don't worry, it is still going to be raw inside. Right now, you're just looking to cook the coating until it's a golden brown color. Add the chicken to your baking sheet. Top with the marinara sauce on the top middle part of it. Don't go all the way to the edges. Then top with mozzarella cheese and bake for 18 to 20 minutes. This will continue to cook the chicken on the inside. It will give the mozzarella cheese time to melt, and it'll give the marinara sauce a little bit of time to dry out. It'll also give you time to finish cooking your pasta and to get all of the other sides ready. Hope you've enjoyed this recipe. Take a picture, tag us at Dinner Then Dessert, and let me know how it turns out. Thanks so much. Bye.